some things that it doesn't have any cutting trees all around it. I like that. What I don't like about it is that there's not one place in that house where I can put a flower and have any sun get on it, you see. So I keep all my flowers in my office at school, and I've got some coleus that my mother gave me. And they don't need a bloom.
They just kind of dry up and want to die if that bloom's not pinched off.
So I didn't know that. If I see one trying to bloom, I'll pinch the bloom off.
A little thing just comes out on top of it. I nearly always pinch them off because it stops them from growing. They just run up that way.
The opposite of something is nothing. The opposite of nothing is what?
The opposite of nothing would be something.
Okay. And, let's see. I'm trying to think of what kind of flower it is that has another flower I have that has such a pretty leaf. I like flowers with, a flower doesn't have to have a bloom for me to like it. I like the different leaf texture.
Oh, yeah, I do.
This kind of thing. But I was just trying to think. My mother gave me for Christmas a whole big tray of different kind of cactus. I didn't know there were so many different kind of cactus. And they have little blooms on them. Little tiny blooms like the head of a pin, just bright red and bright blue. I thought they were little fake flowers that she had stuck on there to make them look pretty, but they're really little flowers.
Now all cactus don't have that kind of bloom.
No.
I've got one that's got a bloom and has a bloom nearly that big on it.
Really? I didn't know I guess, of course, those great big cactus that they have.
Well, I got this one in a bucket. It's out there on the porch, too. And they stink just like yarn.
Well, I'll be.
What kind of cactus?
It's that little.
I know, but.
I don't know what the name of it is.
Keep that out of the house, then.
Yeah, it's crazy. Somebody was talking about their cactus. They had one like that and said they got smelling something and the smelling something and they didn't know what in the world it was.
Oh.
And they learned, they just some way they found out it was that cactus.
Wow.
And they took it out of the house and had it sitting on the kitchen.
Mm. That's got to ruin your appetite. You know, we were talking about feeding the hogs a minute ago. I just happened to think up in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where they have this big whiskey distillery. The distillery sells the mash that they make whiskey out of to all of the hog farmers around there. And they take big tank trucks up there and get this mash. I guess it's corn mash that they make the whiskey out of. And it's supposed to be real good for cattle and hogs.
I just imagine it would. I used to sell milk. We used to milk some cows and sell great bee milk.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy that picked her milk up, I'd have to bring me. We had big old steel drums. He'd bring, I guess you'd call it the quay, or anyhow, the waste.
Yeah.
We'd use that for hogs. That's good for hogs.
That is good. And be real nourishing for them.
It's good to feed to them with other feed.
We never raised hogs to sell. We only just raised them to eat.
Yeah.
So we never had more than three or four, and we always had enough
scraps
from the table. We had just two boys in the family, but our family has always lived together. I mean, there was my parents and my brother and me, and then my daddy's parents and my